Anyone that wears a vest to work.
It's like a bolero.
Why are you wearing a vest, Robert?
Because the shirt's a little snug.
Oh. We can't hear you on mic.
He said his shirt's snug, so he decided to dress like Zorro today.
Oh, is that like a fat man secret?
Exactly.
Oh, you wear a vest to squeeze in some of the fit?
Fat guy in a little coat.
Right?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Barely.
He's ignoring us.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, perfect.
There we go. Did you hit record, you bitch?
We're rolling tape.
Okay.
Robert as Zorro.
That's how we begin. Me and the Cuban live from Westwood One.
God, let me tell you something.
Yes, Carl.
This coffee, the way that Tim Sabian brews it in his taint.
Is that why I got curd in my coffee?
I just took a sip of it. It has a slight whiff of hubcap.
This is not good, man. I asked Robert for some coffee.
He's turning his finger.
I got curd in my coffee, and he was, you were mixing it with your finger.
Totally. Never trust the guy with a bolero vest.
Is that earwax at the top of my coffee?
There's psoriasis.
It's a psoriasis floating on my coffee. On the top of my coffee, you bitch.
Oh, Jesus, you're in a mood, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I am. I want to thank Robert. He's sitting in Mike's seat today because Mike had to do his real job, right?
He's out there.
What the fuck with these levels?
I can't hear you, Robert.
Serving and protecting.
He's what?
He's out there serving and protecting.
Serving and protecting. Okay. And we, all right, so this is how we begin. We got coffee with curd floating on the top.
You totally want to drink it, but you can't. You keep getting it close to your mouth and away from your mouth.
I'll try.
Give it a shot. Is that nice?
Delish.
Nice little hint of feta cheese in there.
Delish. There's way
too much coffee in that coffee.
Way too much half and half, guys.
Now I just tag you every time it happens.
It's hilarious.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, you got to explain it to the podcast audience. I mean, our lives are on the old Twitter, and then some of this stuff we got to explain on the podcast. But basically, you finally have had it with people giving you opinions on your food pictures.
I take a picture of a hot dog. And a normal, innocent hot dog. It's impossible to get angry.
Yeah.
And then someone goes, I would use a split top bun. Who the fuck cares? Who are you?
A split top
bun? Yeah, like
bun.
Just find the most eccentric stuff. Like I'll take a picture of a pastrami sandwich. Where's the stone ground mustard?
Right. Well, the best one was the butter. That started everything.
I'm literally basting a steak in butter, the most beautiful thing. And some guy goes, way too much butter.
So that's
I wanted to scream. I was so beside myself.
So that's our battle cry now.
Yeah. Way too much butter.
Yeah, Carl, he sent me a picture. He was stuck in traffic, so I just wrote to him, that's way too many cars.
That's like, I might be late. He writes K.
You like the K?
It's not a bit. It's for real. That's like your answer, K.
And these Twitter twats, they're trying to hit me back with the K. You can't hit me back with the K. That's my thing now.
I want to go back to MySpace where I have my little page with my music, my salsa music on. Oh, my God. I'm exhausted. People they want to fight about everything. Oh.
Yeah, they do.
How can you get upset at like a hamburger?
I don't know.
With no lettuce? I mean,
no, never lettuce on hamburgers. But never.
Never any vegetables on.
Because you can't keep that shit from wilting.
No one likes hot lettuce.
Yeah, well, no, it gets that wet look to it.
I remember in the late 90s, hot salads came into on style for a little while.
What's a hot salad?
Like they would have like a spinach salad and they would dump like hot chicken and bacon on it and toss it like bacon fat. It was like a big deal.
Yeah, okay.
It was disgusting.
It's
a grease bomb.
But don't you like the grease?
Yeah, I like the grease. Motherfucker. You're just a Twitter troll right now.
What?
That's what they would say. I hate hot side. Don't you like the grease?
Don't you like the grease? What's wrong with the grease?
Just the way you said it made me instantly angry.
All right. So, yeah, we're here, man, and we're doing it. We got the coffee with the curd.
Tank coffee.
And now I got to defend myself because Carl's...
Let me bring it up for you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So I'm sitting here between staring at Robert's vest and you showing us our new hangout lounge.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, oh, he takes out his little homeless bag. He carries, literally, Robert, a homeless bag everywhere he goes. And he pulls out a fucking journal with a matching pen.
It's not a journal, it's notes.
Let me see it.
I don't know.
Let me see this thing.
If you're nice to me, I will
read. You'll read me a passage in your journal?
I will read. Oh, yeah, I will.
God.
I will read.
Am I in the journal?
Huh?
Did I make it to journal status yet?
I got my notes on the book, The Road Less Traveled.
You have notes on a book?
Yes, I do.
I've never read a book.
Dude, narcissists don't like to be ignored.
It's true.
Look at that right there.
I'm going to put my name in front of that one.
Oh, and I'm not the narcissist, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm the narcissist.
These two pages are evil.
Are those quotes?
Huh?
What is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
What fucking mysterious weird journal are you walking around with? Oh, man. God, give me some stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the most...
Is this a passage, an official passage from OP Journal?
One of the most serious defense mechanisms that indicates serious damage. Hmm. Projective identification.
What's that mean?
You really want to know?
Bro, that's like super English. I don't know what the fuck that means.
The things he said about you that is really about himself.
Oh, you are losing your mind, bro. How much heroin did you do with that shaman?
Also.
Go ahead. Another passage from the OP
Journal.
It's
things he can't tolerate about himself, so he projects them onto someone else.
Ooh.
Is that deep, Robert?
That's fucking
That's
deep.
That's some deep shit right
That's
there.
At least ankle deep.
Yeah.
My toe got wet on that one.
Defense mechanism. Learned in childhood.
Yes.
Disassociation.
It's like when you get kid raped, right? Like you.
Wow, you know, when sexually abused, they disassociate.
Yeah, I just see a bunch of altar boys just walking around blank.
Yeah, I wasn't sexually abused.
Right.
Okay, I'm just doing some research.
Oh. And you're putting it in a journal.
It's not a journal, man. I'm gonna tell you.
All right, some ground rules for your journal.
Yeah.
If you open it one day and I see like a pressed leaf. Or a rose. You know how people put shit like that?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw the journal.
Look, it's not a journal.
That's fine.
It's not a journal.
That's a journal. For all intents and purposes, it has that little strap that keeps it closed. That makes it a journal.
No, these are all my ideas for the podcast.
That's your journal of ideas? You're the worst.
Look, it's empty.
You're crushing it.
I'm crushing the podcast.
That's a show prep. The show prep is immense.
There's no unicorn on the front of that, right?
Robert, I'm looking at his journal right now. He has at least 11 seconds worth of radio in there.
You want to know the last thing I wrote about?
Tim Sabian's Dockers?
Oh, little Robert O'Neill.
Oh, Robert's nice.
I brushed up on Robert O'Neill before I podcasted with him. And then the page...
Wait, how long did you podcast with him?
Huh?
I heard it. It was like an hour, right?
Yeah, man.
There's three sentences there.
No, it was just a couple just basic things. Like thought starters.
Has your name always been Robert?
And then I got all my notes on the last Super Bowl. That was the last thing I did.
That journal is as crazy as you are.
I'm not crazy, though.
But they say you write like you think. Like the journal's literally empty in the middle, and then the first pages and the last pages are full of deep thoughts.
See, you're just going to get the trolls going. See, Carl admitted that Opie's crazy. We talked about this on a past podcast.
Let me tell you something.
Because of my mentally ill mom, all of us in my family were very worried that we might have some issues. I mean, everyone has issues. Let's be honest with that. But as far as mental issues go, we all skated. We all skated.
Which means there's
more environmental than, you know, in your DNA.
But I think everyone, especially in this business and in the cooking business, we're all crazy.
Well, we all
the normal people are the consumers.
Right.
We're crazy. If you were completely normal, no one would fucking listen to you.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
No, but I'm in the normal range where it's like, nah, you're
Yeah, I you're mean just, you're brushing up on the I mean you're on the upper part of it.
Look at you try to put See, I wish I was, because then, you know, it would make more sense, right? I'm more of a weirdo.
You're like at the last part of the atmosphere before it goes dark.
I'm more of a weirdo than anything, man.
Because I've seen you angry. You can get dark. You get dark fast. Like, physically, you get angry.
When was the last time you saw me get angry, though?
When we were at... we were walking to Matt Farah's boat. You started talking about something old that happened to you on the radio, and I saw you just get angry.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Oh, I do.
Did I black out like Kavanaugh?
No, you Kavanaugh. Bro, they're butchering that dude.
He's get the fuck out of here. He doesn't know if he blacked out. Know why? Because most people don't know when they black out.
Oh, I know when I black out.
How do you know when you black out?
Because I wake up in jail.
Oh, because you wake up and you're thinking, oh my God, I just time traveled?
Yeah, exactly. Right? I went to other dimensions.
Yeah.
I've blacked out a lot. I black out more now than I used to.
Well, I thought you were getting better.
You know what? I lied. I'm getting worse.
Oh, great.
I am literally in the downward spiral. Everything I told you wasn't true.
Oh, my God. Of course not.
I have like 10 days to live. Put that in your journal.
It's not a journal. This is like research.
You're going to have to do me a favor.
No, look.
You're going to take a picture of it and then let everybody in the world.
Bro, there's heavy stuff in here. Because this is like therapy research in the back, right? And some super.
Is that stuff your shrink tells you, or is that stuff that you're coming to realization?
No, it's not about me. It's super soul stuff. It's therapy stuff. It's some heavy research. Because these pages I'll just rip out in the back. See, there's a lot of pages that have been ripped out, right. So I keep ripping them out. Because I don't want anyone to find this thing.
Could I?
And then the front part, which is a little scarce,
right?
Is stuff
is
for
that
the podcast.
A kill list?
Huh?
Who are those people? Holy shit, Obi's in a kill list? I know everyone on that list. He's got a kill list in the journal.
I don't know.
He's got a kill list and then some recipes from the black arts. That looks exactly like a kill list.
I don't have a kill list.
Wait, before you put it away, can I see it for a second?
No.
Can you open a page? Can you put a page right, Carl, and then I'm going to put a thought for me?
Really?
Yeah, so that way, you know, you'll brush by it.
All right, I got a little room at the bottom of the Robert O'Neill stuff.
Give me a pen.
All right, I'm holding it, though. I don't trust you.
All right.
This is my favorite pen.
This is a Parker?
It writes so smoothly. All right. You're writing. Your handwriting is terrible.
Because you're holding the book.
What are you supposed to?
You're like Fredo. You can't let me touch it.
I think I see bitches. Is that right?
There's my deep thought.
Bitches love champagne.
Now that's deep.
That's deep. All right.
So now you're gonna be going through when you run all those it's right after the kill list. So
I don't have a kill list.
Nope, it's pretty close. You know what gave it away on top? It's this kill list.
Oh, there's some doozies in here.
Oh, I give you a doozy.
Another doozy?
I like reading out of this journal. It's so fucking
let's
scary.
See. Another doozy.
I gotta find out about this fucking thing. Well, the narcissist shits me.
No, I can't read that.
Oh, I just got a piece of that curdled cream in the coffee. Wow.
Defense mechanism. He knows he did you wrong. To justify it, he finds a way to make it your fault.
Holy shit. Yeah.
You wanted me to read.
We're ankle deep in it now.
Parentheses.
Parentheses.
He turns it around.
And then on the bottom it says, see kill list. Please refer to paragraph 3 in kill list. Oh, man.
But if you're a sociopath.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I know a lot. I'm literally surrounded by
really?
Sociopaths.
Yeah. They don't care. They don't feel for others.
That's me. Dead inside like a winter.
All right, I got to stop.
I love this.
No, I got to stop.
Journal talk with Opie. This could be a whole nother pod.
This is some good shit. I'm going to put it over there in my homeless bag.
can you see what the bag says on it? I didn't get a good read.
Oh, no, it's just a supermarket bag.
Amish market?
It's just a supermarket in my neighborhood.
Zabar.
That's it. Remember the last time I had my plastic bag
full of shaman shit?
Yeah, the shaman shit. Remember when we were sitting outside Sito up there on the Upper West Side?
Yes.
And then I pulled out the hamster food.
The hamster food. Hamster's gone.
Both.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
It's the best thing that could ever happen. Hey,
no, man.
Show the kids loss from the beginning. Show them some loss. It's healthy.
Well, my kid, really?
Yes. Put that in your journal. Loss.
We didn't know how to tell him, and it took us 2 days to tell him that both hamsters died while we were gone for a week and a half. Got a little hot in the apartment.
Oh, no, you roasted them?
It got a little hot in the apartment. I'm not laughing. I actually shed a tear. It was so depressing because.
But did you tell them that it was because they got hot in the apartment, or did you say, like, this is how long they live?
Yeah, but they both died. We had two of them. And they're both gone.
I wish
there was a misunderstanding with someone that was checking on our apartment, and I know I'm passing the buck, but it is the truth.
Is it the chef?
There was no water left, and there was supposed to be water.
So they were hot without water?
I think so.
What kind of Gitmo shit are you running over there?
And then I had to dispose of them, and then they asked the question.
Next time you call Uncle Carl, I get rid of the bodies.
They went down the garbage chute. I put them in paper towels, though. I wrapped them nice.
I'll show up with plastic bags on my feet so I don't leave any
prints. I'm sure you will.
Your wife is like, why is Carl in a mask with plastic bags on his feet and nitrate gloves?
Well, they go, where were you last night? Because we had him distracted while I was cleaning it up. I was really bummed out, to be completely honest with you.
Did they smell already?
No.
So they're freshly dead.
I think if we got home a day earlier, we would have been okay.
We were able to get some tape on obese hamsters while he was away. These were their last words.
When's this guy supposed to be coming back? I don't know, but home alone and no water. Oh shit, this fucking guy.
On the matter of dead hamsters, Greg, I can help you save your kids a little grief in the future if you don't mind spending $11.99 for a drip feeder. I'll leave a link in the description. Go ahead, Carl.
I wish I had you as my parent.
Why?
My family was such savages. I wanted a hamster.
Yeah.
And I was maybe 8 years old, and I got the hamster at Woolworths. And
oof.
Remember that shit store?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it smelled like death in there.
Like mothballs.
Like, it smelled old even at the brand new one that would open. You're like, how did you guys make this old?
Right.
How did you guys bring in all the dead goldfish? It's the most depressing place in the world.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I got the hamster, and my mom and my dad didn't want me to get it because they said I'm stupid and I have no responsibility. I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
And it's going to die. Well, when my father sees the dead hamster, it was in the other room. I'm sleeping, getting ready for school. He throws the dead hamster at me.
No.
Yes, at 8 years old. He goes, look what you did. And I wake up and there's a little fucking hamster fucking all tight and shit.
That explains everything.
Put that in the journal. Yeah.
You really did that? Why? You wanted to teach you a lesson?
I don't know what he was trying to teach me, but he taught me fucking fright.
Bro, my son, I mean, is 8 years old. I'll fuck him up in other ways. I'm not one of these stupid people that think, you know, I'm going to do it right. We're trying to do it right, but we'll fuck him up somehow, some way. I want to acknowledge that. But I can't even imagine taking this dead hamster that he wanted and then didn't want to take care of anymore. So it was my responsibility. Then I fall in love with these little fuckers. So I can't imagine like now taking that hamster and throwing at him as he's on his Nintendo Switch.
What's Switch?
Switch. Oh, Nintendo Switch.
I don't want you to ever. I'm never going to ask because I don't want you to say that.
Switch. Oh, I can't imagine throwing it at him. So his whole thing was.
It'll be a different time.
No, it wasn't, man. I mean,
different time.
I'm not that much older than you. When our pets were dying, like our parents handled it with kid gloves.
My father was very light on psychology, very very good at instant. It was like living with RoboCop. Like it was very binary.
Did he want to just toughen you up immediately?
I literally the first time I got punched in the face was by him. Knocked me clean out.
How old were you? Four.
2 months old. Still have the dent in my head. That's why my left side doesn't turn all the way.
And that's when you start growing the beard.
Keep all the punch dents out of your face.
Oh, my God. How old were you for real?
Like 9 or 10.
I don't think my dad ever hit us.
First time he was like a tire man, so his hands were like ginormous.
Right.
And he gave me an open hand slap and just slapped my neck back, and I went night-night. Night-night.
Oh, you went night-night?
Oh, night-night. Yeah.
You were out cold.
Yeah. And then I woke up, and that way it don't even matter because I was a punk because I got knocked out from a slap.
No kidding. Yeah. So then he gave you a punch?
The next day. He liked to do that. It was like delayed violence.
Right.
So he would catch me like like I would like mouth off to him. And he's like, all right. Next day, I don't know what's coming. He comes around the corner, boom, and I would get hit.
How old were you?
That was from 10 to like a week ago. Like my whole life. My whole life.
That's sad.
I don't think it's sad.
That's really sad.
I could take a punch. So you would hit me like, you ain't dad.
So you got beat up at home?
Oh, yeah, but I was a bit, like, in all honesty.
They were straightening you up a little bit.
I would have been dead if it. I was a wild dad. I was like a feral cat.
Yeah.
I was, anything bad, I would want to do.
Right.
Anything. My main hobby during the day when I had nothing to do, like on a rainy day, is just rummage through everybody's shit. Like, that's what I would do.
They're so garbage?
No, my whole family. I'd just rob everybody, just looking through all the purses and just going through everything.
In your own house?
Yeah, it was just like practice.
Well, yeah, but we kind of did that when we wanted lunch money or something.
That's what I would do. And then when it's nice outside, I would dig holes. I told you this. I would dig ditches and just put leaves over and watch people fall into it.
Well, that's just...
I couldn't get enough of it. I could literally do it all fucking day.
Were they ever on to you?
Huh?
Were they ever on to you?
My mom would yell at me from the window upstairs. She's like, stop digging holes.
How would you cover it up?
I would make up like a, almost like you building a raft. So I would put the twigs up one way,
okay,
then leaves and twigs the other way.
Right.
Dude, this shit was booby trap.
That's awesome.
I could have lived in Vietnam, bro. I was no joke.
I don't know if you could fit through those tunnels.
Not me. That's perfect. Even though that's about me, I love that one.
You like that one?
I just pictured myself like my torso stuck in the tunnel, my feet dangling out.
Son of a bitch, he went in first again.
Fuck, Carl clogged the goddamn right. PC tunnel.
There's 25 guys behind him.
We're all going to die now.
Right.
That Carl wanted to go first.
The Viet Cong is poking him in the eyes. He can't move his goddamn hands.
Leave him for dead. New tunnel.
Right.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
And you were all right with your dad hitting you?
You
got it? You understood it?
I appreciate it.
Did your mom hit you?
My mom? No. She would just call my dad. She had her own like security force.
Yeah, man. My mom was the hitter in our family.
Oh, no, my mom.
Not a lot, though, man. It was more yelling. Ah.
What my mom did to me is 100 times worse than getting punched in the face. And it was maybe 20 years of guilt trips, of those mom guilt trips. That hurts you for a long time. My dad would hit me.
The devil's triangle?
That coffee's making you nuts.
Was it the devil's triangle? You and Squee and your mom? I don't think you get over
you're
that.
Faster than me today, buddy. You're cleaning up the floor with me.
I don't think you get over doing the devil's triangle with your mom and Squee.
You clean it up, man.
Oh. I saw my mom's pussy once.
Stop.
I started dry heaving.
It was by accident.
Out there in Cutchogue.
you stopped me.
It's
I'm
the
done.
Truth, though, no, man.
Wrap it up, Robert.
And she leaned over to like put our sneakers on or something, so I saw her boobs as well.
Oh, Opie.
Wow, that was rough.
Is that your journal?
No, it's not in my journal. So what did your mom do that was so bad?
Just say
worse than your dad hitting you.
Well, my dad would hit me, but then everything was cool. It was the end of it. You know what I mean? That was it. But my mom just instilled this. It was like water torture. Like if I did something wrong, she would remind me every day for five. It wouldn't go away. Remember that time you disappointed
Mental
us?
Mental abuse.
All fucking day.
Really?
Luckily for me, I was too stupid for it to work. I showed her. I would just stare at her blank.
Blink, blink,
blink, blink, blink,
blink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My dad's like, just hit him. That's all he knows. He's like a fucking goat. Just hit him in the head.
Just hit him.
That's what he would do.
Yeah. So the hamsters died.
I love it.
There's the update on the hamsters because we talked about it on a past episode of the Opie Radio podcast.
Yeah, podcast
starring the Cuban.
Podcast 37.
Was it really 37?
I don't know.
Yeah, throw out a number and then they'll have to search for it.
37.5.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I was really bummed out, though. But they're like, where were you? So this is what I did. I go, you know, they died. And we walked through that and we were surprised that they didn't care as much. And then then they're like, well, what'd you do with them? And I go, well, that's where I was last night. I had to bring them to the pet store because they, you know, they take care of that type of thing. Little did they know, they went right down the garbage chute.
Oh, you didn't flush them?
No, they were a little too big to flush.
How big were these things?
I don't know. Their asses were hanging out and stuff.
Were they gerbils or hamsters?
They had giant balls. Dwarf hamsters.
What the fuck did you have?
I think that...
Are you sure to have two little weird pinky dogs or something?
I don't know what the hell. They looked more like...
Did you buy them?
Rats. Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
They looked more like rats. They weren't like cute hamsters like everyone else gets.
Sounds like deep down inside you're happy that they got one.
A little bit. You didn't take them
to the animal crematorium?
Is there such
there
a thing?
I've lost to some dogs over the years, and they give you a little paw print, and you can get a little tin of the ashes, and it's a whole thing.
No, why would you do that?
Well, if you're trying to be nice to your kids, sure.
You want to teach your kids how to be a loser.
We weren't even sure we got our dad's ashes back.
Holy shit.
We're not even sure.
You're scorching.
Oh, do I miss my dad?
Me too.
We gave his body to science.
We did too. But my dad.
But what does that mean, man?
My dad, to find out the Alzheimer's.
Your dad's still alive.
Yeah, no, but you have to pre-donate it.
Yeah.
And then they take his brain and they'll know everything once he's dead. But he's not dying.
Right.
My mom's been telling me he's been dying for 10 years.
Oh, I know. I gave up asking about it.
Yeah.
Because it's unbelievable. I don't mean it like that.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean, though.
Let me tell you something.
That sounds like hell.
This might sound like the craziest thing in the world, but it would be better for everyone if he passed away.
Yeah, no, a lot of us can relate to that.
You know, because the Alzheimer's, what it's doing, it's killing everybody around you.
Right.
He's fine.
You think he's fine? Because I wonder about that.
I asked him if he was fine. He said nothing, so he's fine.
Right. But what, I mean, I don't even know if we want to go there. I mean, what is?
He's gone. His consciousness is gone. He's a vessel now. I mean, that sounds disgusting, but when you grow up with somebody, you know them. You can feel them. You know what I mean? Especially, I could physically feel him because he was drive his fist through my face, but. You could tell it's over. Like 5 years ago, I already knew it wasn't him. Now it's just an organism, just going through the motions.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, there's nothing real there.
But
the pain for everyone around him is real.
Oh, of course. They're the ones really, really suffering.
My mother's getting old. My grandmother's getting old.
When was
my brother's in Paris.
Having a... I don't know. Is he going to enjoy Paris?
Him.
Really?
No, I'm sure he'll enjoy.
When was the last time you saw your dad?
When I went to Miami.
That was only a couple weeks ago or a month ago or so, right?
Listen, you want to hear a crazy story? So, well, it's not crazy. It's actually sad, even for me. I walk in. So I go to my parents' apartment and my father's there. My mom and my grandmother are somewhere else. And I just went to see my dad. So it was just me and my dad sitting in the room. I'm talking to him. I know he's gone, but it just feels therapeutic just to talk to your dad. Hey, Dad, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm doing that. 5 minutes in, my mother comes in. Do you know that your grandmother fell and you didn't call? I said, my future machine's broken. I don't know if fucking somebody fell. What's wrong with you?
Right.
I was there for 5 minutes. I gave my mom a kiss on the head and my grandmother, I didn't because I heard she fell just now.
Right.
I didn't want to just shake anything else loose.
Right.
I said bye to my dad and I walked out. I was there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you deal with your mom like I deal with mine.
Done.
You get to a certain
toxic,
age, and
bro.
You're like,
it's toxic.
Yeah, you're like, goodbye.
All right, Mom, I'm doing a podcast. Why would you do that? What is that? Mom, I'm opening a restaurant. They all close. I don't understand. Like,
you really should have something to fall back
on. You should fix refrigerate. I just want to go nuts.
Right.
Meanwhile, she's been home the whole time, Monday morning quarterbacking. You know, she hasn't worked in literally 50 years. But she's,
I don't know about that. Podcasting? Yeah.
I don't understand why you're at Beach Week again. With Squee.
You love that.
Beach Week. This Kavanaugh is a weirdo, man. I don't care what political affiliation you have. That guy is a weirdo.
As high school students, We sometimes did goofy or stupid things.
He's a weirdo. Who the fuck keeps calendars?
What do you mean?
He kept the detailed calendars. Robert, help me here.
Yeah. And they did it look somewhat like a journal?
No.
It was a wall calendar.
He had a wall calendar from 1982.
Can you open your thing when it's that thing you're talking about projecting on somebody? Can you read that passage again?
Sure, no problem.
Opie Kavanaugh?
No, he's a weirdo, man.
Let me tell you something.
Either way, they're going to get a Republican in there, so get another one.
I like this guy.
Toss him to the wolves. Get another one before it's too late, before the midterm elections. I mean, come on.
Do you think the midterms are going to go Democrat?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I can't listen to the news. Everybody's too hysterical.
Yeah, of course they are.
No one wants to talk about anything. Everyone just wants to fucking be on their side.
Can I be honest with you? Yes. So with the Kavanaugh thing, I watched all, how many hours was it? One day was 9 hours. The next day was another 4 or 5, right?
Right.
The one from Thursday was...
The main one was 9 hours.
The main one
when
was
both
nine
of them were up there,
12,
and he's obsessing about beer. Oh my god, beer!
I like beer.
You like beer, right? Who wants to have a beer? God damn it! I got the shakes. I need a beer right now.
We drank beer. I like beer. I don't know if you do.
Okay.
Do you like beer, Senator, or not? What do you like to drink?
Next one is
Senator. What do you like?
Judge.
To drink?
So you're saying there's never been a case where you drank so much that you didn't remember what happened the night before or part of what happened?
That's you're asking about. Yeah, blackout. I don't know. Have you?
Could you answer the question, Judge? That's not happened. Is that your answer?
Yeah, and I'm curious if you have.
I have no drinking problem, Judge.
Yeah, nor do I.
Right, and that's just one reason why you may have a drinking problem, Judge.
He's a strange bird, brother.
I will give you credit.
Pisses people off because, you know, you're talking about a Republican. How dare you talk about someone on my team? But he's a weird fucking guy. And the Republican Party and Trump should acknowledge this and get him the fuck out of there and get another guy. You're going to have a Republican in there either way. And you'll probably get a one that's even more conservative than him if this guy doesn't make it through. But to sit here and act like he's not a weird dude is, I mean, don't insult my intelligence.
I'll give you credit where credit's due. Every time you've told me somebody's weird, you were right.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, but like, and I'm not talking about people you know personally. I'm just saying, like, you get a good read. Like,
you get a good vibe on this, right?
But that doesn't mean it's going to be a good Supreme Court justice.
Well, I mean...
Just think about that work. Like, you have to go through all that shit.
Well, that's the problem. He fell apart.
You think he fell apart? I don't think he fell
apart. Yeah, of course he did. He was out of his mind. And
sandbagged him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what happens to get you in that position. You got to show that you could keep it cool, man. Oh, they're deciding pretty serious shit up there.
You're not being fair. You're not being fair to him. You get sandbagged. If someone comes up to you...
Right.
You know, you've lived it all your whole life. Someone's trying to sandbag you with some bullshit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the way they went about it was fucking crazy. They went till the end. Oh, by the way, we got a letter.
Well, yeah.
He raped 9 people. Like, I'm like, wait a second. You know me. I could smell a rat.
Right.
On both sides. Everybody's shady in this business.
Of course. But that's what drives me nuts.
Right.
And that's why I do like talking about politics with you. Right. A lot of people think I'm a snowflake lefty. Do I lean left more than right? Yeah, probably. I'd like to think I'm in the middle.
Right.
And I'd like to think that...
I lean on the right of you.
Yeah.
But we meet in the middle with most stuff that we talk about.
And I'm one of these guys that we waste so much fucking time fighting with each other instead of getting real shit done.
Right.
But you're 100% right. There's some dirty pool going on both sides
here. The first day they started, they try to push this guy through.
Right.
Right? And then the Democrats are trying to stall it. They don't know how to stop it. They just know how to stall it.
Yeah, because they're trying to help their cause for the midterm elections. I understand all this.
Meanwhile, the country looks like a clown show.
Right.
Like, imagine if people are watching this thing. Like, I don't care about Europeans because they're idiots. They're worse than we are.
Yeah.
They have anybody that has a king. I'm not listening to you.
Yeah,
dope.
Yeah. Right.
But, like, people looking at their country, that doesn't inspire confidence. And a lot of this show, I believe that people don't understand that the economy is a lot of optics. Right, it's what people how they feel about their country.
Yeah,
like money is worthless. It's paper. There's nothing backing the American dollar. Just Americans' confidence that it can buy shit. Mm-hmm. Right, and every time these dumb politicians get into these quagmires, it hurts the country as a whole.
Yeah,
and
of course,
and that trickles down.
Right,
and then that that anger or that angst, because you don't really understand what's going on, it trickles down. It trickles down to domestic violence, to this, to friends fight, and then it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
You know, it all stems from these fucking assholes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of blame on both sides. A lot.
Bro, did you see when Cory Booker stared right in the camera? He said he was Spartacus?
Yeah. Yeah.
I screamed.
This is about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment.
I started howling. I started laughing. It's a circus.
It's like he turned and looked at the camera.
Yeah.
And like, and it was awful. His delivery was garbage. Yeah.
And you want to talk about, I was going to say Alzheimer's, but you got Grassley. Was it his name Grassley?
Grassley.
Chuck Grassley?
Grassley.
Chuck Grassley's old as dirt, and Feinstein next to him. They're like, well, what's happening here? What? What? Wait, what? Are we voting?
You know, it's funny, that you bring it up.
I'm like,
didn't you? It was the most senile looking fucking people I've ever seen in my life.
Robert, look up how old those two are. I don't want my politicians being that old, man. I don't think you should force people to retire at 65. But I mean, when you're in your probably early 80s, I would assume for Feinstein,
right?
And Grassley's probably right around there too. They're too fucking old to be determining what needs to be done in this country.
There's no way that they can. There's nothing. They've lived more time without internet than internet.
Right.
They don't know half the shit that.
Right.
They don't know half the shit that's going on.
But did you hear at the end of the hearings? You think that they're on top of everything? Like what just happened?
Bro,
did you ever
hear Nancy Pelosi talk?
Oh, she's
on another.
100%, brother.
She's on another planet.
I'm a rarity. I will beat up both sides. You will not see this in media in general.
Do you know what's funny is when I like to watch. I like to. You know how I find corruption in politics?
Yeah.
I find the stuff they agree on, right? Like, oh, military budget. Yeah, everybody love the troops. It has nothing to do. It's a fucking war machine that costs billions and causes billions of dollars. And all of a sudden, you see the far left and the far right. All of a sudden, they're okay with each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. More jets.
Yeah.
That's that. I'm like, guys, this is a scam. The fix is in.
Right.
Meanwhile, the regular sucker just keeps on working.
Yeah.
Keeps on working. Oh, like, I'm a Republican. No, you're not. You're poor.
Right.
That's all you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, I don't know. Kavanaugh looked like he had the flop sweats.
What's that?
He looked like he was flop sweaty, drinking a lot of water. Yeah.
That's a hard thing to go through.
Yeah, he had cranky pants. you got to think. He had a major racing stripe by the end of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It went all the way up his back like a hyena.
And if this shit isn't true, I feel really bad for him and his family. Of course I do. But, you know, he got in that position and he showed that he panicked a little bit and was out of his fucking mind. And I don't think you want a guy like that on the Supreme Court. But, you know, and I'm not saying that because I want a Democrat in there, because if they did it right, they would have had plenty of time to get another guy in there.
I'm going to go with him just on his.
Did you believe Ford?
I was pushed onto the bed and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me. I yelled, hoping that someone downstairs might hear me. And I tried to get away from him, but his weight was heavy.
You believe the lady? Really?
Can I be honest?
Yes, please.
I think they're both lying. I really do.
Why would she put herself out there like that, bro?
I think
that part of this.
I don't know. I don't know, but we're in a political climate right now where people just do crazy shit because you don't need court anymore. All you have to do is accuse.
I got to believe in the ladies.
Oh, that's fine. Listen, I'm not saying.
I have to.
I'm not saying.
But you can't believe in all the ladies. I understand that.
Listen,
and people are getting dragged into this Me Too movement. And there's a lot of bullshit out there, too. So you got to figure out what's right and what's wrong. But, man, I believed her testimony.
I think she believed it, too.
But you don't think it happened to her?
There's just too many holes.
You don't think he did that?
Both of them. Both of them. Did you listen to that?
Of course I did.
That was in a court. People are like, what the hell? Which kind of circus is this?
Oh, man. I mean, in this
world. Where did it happen? Nobody knows. Who this? Some people say yes. It's so disorganized.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm saying.
I believed her more than him.
Yeah. You know what? I did, too.
Even Trump did.
What do you mean?
Just how he talked after the fact. It's like, oh, her testimony. What was his exact quote? Very believable.
She was very credible.
Credible was the word, right.
I thought her testimony was very compelling, and she looks like a very fine woman to me. Very fine woman. Certainly she was a very credible witness.
Yeah, and I think most of the Republicans are thinking, oh, shit. But getting back to your point about politics, right. They're like, we're stuck with this guy. That's what I think is really happening here. They're like, we're fucking stuck with this guy because it's way too important.
They don't have it.
We have to get this done before the midterms.
Well, it's a winner take all,
right?
It's a winner take all. It's a tribe mentality. By the way, Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein are 85 years old. 85 years old.
They were in charge of that.
Yeah,
they're 2 85-year-olds.
But you know what? Let me rephrase it. It's not that I don't believe her or him. I believe this whole process is a fucking
a farce.
I can't make sense of it.
Yeah.
Like, I tried to. I watched the first day. I'm like, did this go on for 10 hours?
Yeah.
And every senator, and listen, Republican, Democrat, they just take photo ops and these grandstanding statements that help nothing.
100%.
It makes, and nothing gets done. At the end of the day, this guy's going to be up there.
Right.
You know, he's going to make it through. This is all for nothing. Like, that's what I feel.
Right.
No matter if she's right or wrong.
Right.
You could see like the quiet hand of corruption just moving this thing along. You know what I mean? It's
and,
like,
and what about Senator Flake with that crooked nose of his?
Oh, he is.
What is that about? Who's trying to knock that nose off his face?
I think he did a couple of River Magoos back in the day. That one.
And why didn't he ever get it straightened out?
Right, he's got money.
Right. And how pissed was he that someone stuck their foot in that elevator?
One day I stood in front of your office with Addie Barkin. I told the story of my sexual assault. I told it because I recognized in Dr. Ford's story that she's telling the truth.
But did you see that beak on him?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Did you? I just think he looked like a punk to just have someone yell at me like that. I don't care if you're right or wrong. I'm not going to cower in the corner. We're going to do something.
Well, he just looked down at the floor. He couldn't look at
I would have got out of the elevator. I would have kept moving.
And, well, but that's all you need to see or hear in Washington. Right. In the end, when they're confronted, they're all pussies like that. Yeah.
They are.
They're all pussies. You know, he should have said something to her.
I would have said something like, back the fuck up. You are out of pocket right now.
He's just like this, pushing the button over and over again. Over and over, over and over, just praying. Over and over. Oh, my God.
Get me out of the devil's triangle.
He's looking around to see if there's a trap door.
If he could have climbed up like Jason Bourne, out of like an event, he would have.
I would have given... anything. Was the elevator going up? I would assume it goes up.
Yeah.
When those doors close, I would give anything for the first thing he said. And you know it was, fuck!
Absolutely.
Now I have to do something.
Fuck.
Right?
But he did. Right? He did.
He sort of did, yeah.
It's a show. The FBI... they're just going to interview the people they interviewed.
Nah, man, the FBI, it's more than a show because now the FBI can look bad if they investigate for this week, right? And they don't find anything. And then he's nominated, you know? And then while he's in the Supreme Court, then something else pops. They're going to look at the FBI like, you motherfuckers, you had a week to fucking uncover this shit. No, there's a lot of pressure on the FBI right now, too.
Yeah, but you're saying that because there's pressure on the FBI, they're going to say that he did something. That's what you're saying. You're saying it's safer.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No. Oh God, no, please don't.
I was about to rip out
my
journal.
No, but they have to do their jobs and make sure they cover everything, cover their own asses.
First of all, the FBI should...
they might not uncover anything.
I think they are.
But if they know something and they don't say anything, and then it comes out after the fact, they're in a bad spot, the FBI.
Here's why they're not gonna find anything. I think they're not gonna find anything for a simple fact that, what's her name, Feinstein?
Yeah,
she had this letter a while ago.
Oh, really? Hey,
did we have the letter? What?
So, right? Can you look up when?
No, she had it.
It's like 2 months.
Yeah, during the hearing, though, she's like, what?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she
said that Dr. Blasey Ford wanted her to keep it confidential. That's what she's sticking with.
Can we call her Dana Carvey?
I did like that Instagram bit.
That was funny.
I wasn't the only one, though. Fuck. Marion Wayne.
That was really funny.
I wasn't the only one, though. I got excited, and then I started checking around. I'm like, other people have this. Yes. But sometimes, you know, some of this shit is so obvious, but you still got to try to tweet it out there anyway. I don't know.
They're going to do what they want to do. I'm so just...
I needed a break from it.
Right.
I
can't understand it.
I needed a break from it. I thought it was amazing TV.
Right.
And I went to the beach.
Nice.
The Stripers are moving through. Oh. I didn't catch any, but they're moving through. Okay. So you got to be on that beach surf casting.
Okay.
Carl, when I tell you I was the only person on the beach for miles.
That's awesome.
I was sitting in a chair listening to the waves, fishing, happy as a clam, right?
Right.
Not a person in sight except for one person. Ugh. Within 2 minutes, he was talking about Kavanaugh. And I'm like, fuck!
No.
Because my whole thing was I wanted to get away from this. But this is the world we live in now. Everybody wants to talk about it.
I was in L.A. fucking, and L.A. is full left. Right. I mean, hysterical.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like hear people like, oh, did you see the camera? Over there, it's like, rapist, murderer! Like, it's just, it goes to 10. Right. Instantly goes to 10.
Right.
Like, in L.A., there's no... I wouldn't say anything. I even like lied about you.
Right.
Like, who do you vote for? I'm like, I voted for everybody you voted for.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
But then the other side is like, she's lying.
No,
I thought she couldn't fly. Most of us are scared of flying, but guess what? You deal with it, unfortunately.
I'm not scared of flying. I like that.
You like flying?
I love flying.
But both sides, they dig in. It drives me insane. It's like, can you acknowledge that something is weird with this Kavanaugh? Can you acknowledge that something doesn't seem right with the Ford? Right? And there's got to be maybe some middle ground in there.
Because it feels like the fix is in. Growing up, when my parents would like fake argue, that's what it was like. It was so over the top, but they already knew what they were going to do.
Yeah.
You know, with me or whatever I did.
What do you mean the fix is in?
The fix is in. Whatever's going to happen. This can't be real. These people really can't be doing this shit. Like, you can't get...
No, that's
you can't go to college and be a senator and talk out of your neck out there like craziness.
That's why I don't believe. I love America, but I don't believe. Because this shit is going on all the time, and it's not on TV for 9 hours where we could really check it out and go, holy fuck. You see how stone-faced they all were? They're like, yeah, this is what happens down here almost every day.
This is D.C.
Right. That's where I'm at.
I'm where the fix is in.
That's where I'm at.
There's other people pulling these fucking...
There's Lindsey Graham again, pointing his finger.
But how crazy he goes from one side, like, he hates Trump and this and that, and now he's like some crazy... It's so schizophrenic, I can't watch
it. Yeah, what was his tweet about Trump? He said, if Trump's elected, we're all in trouble or something like that.
It was doomed, the country was doomed.
And now he's his biggest supporter. It's all fucking nonsense.
It's like watching a play.
And I can't find more people out there that just goes with the fact that it's just nonsense. And we're all being played, I think.
And the problem is with the media, it's almost like to be a politician now, it's like being an actor. It's not being... That's your merit. You're being able to... skirt issues, and these guys don't say anything. I was watching them. I was forced to with the Kavanaugh thing. I'm like, you have said nothing about the case.
Yeah.
Took your minute and 15 seconds and talked about you.
Right.
And then the next senator about him and about virtual signaling and how he is appalled.
Yeah.
And women. And this, meanwhile, this guy's probably crushing interns all over D.C.
Who?
Whoever says, like, all those senators.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Every time I'm in D.C., like, you know, those little lounges and shit, there's
people
getting crushed.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live?
I didn't see it.
Matt Damon?
Was it good?
Look.
What?
Judge Kavanaugh, are you ready to begin?
Oh, hell yeah. Let me tell you this. I'm going to start at an 11. I'm going to take it to about a 15 real quick. First of all, I showed this speech to almost no one. Not my family, not my friends, not even PJ or Tobin or Squee.
And I'm sorry, I gotta do this and it'll drive people nuts. He was hilarious. Yeah. But if you're a Republican and you're for Kavanaugh, you think he fucking sucks.
But why can't you separate funny from...
I don't know! I thought that whole opening skit was hilarious, and then I thought the rest of SNL sucked a dick. Oh, well, it was terrible.
But that
opening scene, they nailed that opening skit.
I think the fastest way to pick out stupid people from a crowd is people that get mad at comedy.
Right.
Like, that's the whole point of it.
But what is that about, man? It's crazy. Why can't you laugh at your guy?
Because look at the news. When we were growing up, right, the guy would come on, like Walter Cronkite or whatever, whoever, pick him. The news was very simple. Hi, America. This is what happened today. And these are the results. And then this is what happened, right? They would just tell you the facts. Now you go, and it's a panel of 9 people that are hysterical. So basically, to watch the news, just turn the volume down and just read the ticker.
Yeah.
Because everything else is just hyperbole and emotion.
Yeah.
Like I turn on the TV and it's a panel of nine experts why Kavanaugh could be a serial killer. And they go down these rabbit holes every fucking
and it depends who you watch it because Fox is like, this is the greatest
right, and
guy
like, and then you turn on Fox
to ever
like,
walk the
and
earth.
Then, and then you have Hannity and his panel and they're like, we've discovered that Kavanaugh actually can fly.
Yeah.
Right? And then you go on CNN. Yeah. The Unabomber, was it Kavanaugh? And you're
right.
Like, what the
fuck? Right. And I sit at home and I watch both sides. I go, the answer is absolutely in between
right.
this. But everyone digs the fuck in.
Right.
You watch CNN or MSNBC and they're like, oh, we got Trump this time.
Oh,
we got him.
Let me tell you something.
He's going to be out of office by Friday.
Oh, dude.
And then you turn on Fox and it's like, he could possibly be the greatest president we've ever had.
Oh, no. The economy is so good that it rains gold.
And we're sitting there like we're all buying into it. We're all on Facebook fighting with each other. And we're not getting our raises. We're taking a second fucking job. Our health care sucks.
Gas is $4.
Right. But, you know, let's beat up that Ford lady.
I mean, some people get it easy. You know, some people get stuff handed to them. Marie. But most of us.
At least we can agree that you can't trust anyone named Sweatnik.
I love that one. You should name your new pet Sweatnik.
Sweatnik. Hey, Sweatnik.
Sweatnik, get your hands out of there.
Right.
Fucking politics, man. And people take it so serious. I was, where was I? I don't know where.
Oh, can I stop you for a second as you're thinking of that? Because there was another thought on the, do you know where Jeff Flake is from?
No.
Is it true he's from like Snowflake, Arizona or something
Shut
like that?
Shut up.
Yes.
That's possible.
Look this up.
Taking it to the net. Hang on.
Look this up, Robert. Because it's an old gag I've been doing for so long, I can't even remember that the name always matches the story. And there's Jeff Flake being wishy-washy, right?
Right.
And I believe he's from Snowflake, Arizona. Robert, hit me with this.
Jeff Flake was born December 31st, 1962 in Snowflake, Arizona.
How weird is that?
He's a real snowflake.
He's
like
that?
An original. That is weird.
His last name is Flake, and he's from Snowflake, Arizona.
I don't put anything past a politician. You think maybe he changed his name like de Blasio did?
What do you mean?
That's not Bill de Blasio's name.
What's his name?
He made that up to sound more ethnic.
Ah, what's his real name?
Pull it up.
The mayor of New York City, of course. For
I think
those
his name
that
is
know.
Walter Trombauer or something. I just Mike Saffold. I'm a cop.
I did not know that.
Please pull up de Blasio's real name. And as you're doing that, I want to talk about Robert not only has a bolero vest on,
yeah.
He also has a fucking journal. What Gilmore Girl shit is going on in here?
I don't have a journal.
That's a fucking journal. It's a book with pages with your thoughts in it.
Yeah.
Fucking journal.
I'll show you the inside of this. It is actually just a notebook of all my shit.
Oh, those are hanging murder drawings. Wrap it up.
I didn't even recognize half those symbols.
Did you see that?
Well, Bill de Blasio was born Warren Wilhelm Jr.
Wilhelm. Yes.
Wow.
That's not ethnic?
That's all you need to know about politics is right there. He was too white privileged.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll never be the mayor of New York with a name like that.
He changed his name to Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, who the fuck would vote for Wilhelm?
Yep.
Wow. I learned something today there. I did not know.
One of the worst mayors in New York ever had.
Yeah, I did not know that. So,
I love Bloomberg. He ran this place like a five and dime store. Until he got into the styrofoam and the straws and shit, and he got really weird when he tried to ban soda. The little Napoleon midget.
Insane. I was talking about the banning of the straws. They're still in the giant plastic cups, so what the hell is that about?
So I'm at the airport in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I know that there's literally no straws
in
Los Angeles. So I was carrying for the McDonald's like six straws in L.A. because you need them. I can't drink without a fucking straw. And now restaurants are even getting shittier. They don't even give you the paper one. So I go, can I get a straw? The lady looks at me with this L.A. arrogance that made me want to scream. She goes,
"Yeah,
I'm sorry, sir. We're protecting the environment. We're a straw-free place."
Oh, really?
Oh, really? You know what this is also?
Yeah.
This is a choke-out place. That's what I wanted to do. Come and give her a DDT.
Right in front of the barista.
Right in front of the, just choke the life out of the barista. Like lecturing me.
Yeah, I'll tell you the one thing. The one thing that's it for Tim Sabian? He came in to check us out, and then he's already gone. I guess he's bored. What was that about, Robert?
He had to take a call.
Okay.
You got to talk to him about the shirts.
What shirts?
Well, when he wears a light-colored shirt like he's wearing,
yeah,
he gets little sweat pockets under his nipples, and it's very...
Sabian?
Yeah, he has it right now. All right, so when he comes back, you take a little look-see.
I will.
Either he's lactating or his titties are sweating.
I'll tell you this, being an ocean guy, a beach guy, the one thing that's really fucked up is the amount of balloons that get washed up.
Really?
And these dopey fish, I forget which one, they think they're jellyfish, and they're killing all sorts of fish in the ocean.
There's plenty of fish left.
You think?
Ah, the ocean's pretty big.
those balloons are a motherfucker. If I have to see another happy birthday balloon on the beach...
I don't like balloons. I don't like the set, like the texture of them.
And you don't realize how much pollution is in the ocean until a storm hits and all the shit gets washed up onto
right.
the beach.
It's true. It
because
is.
Most of it is just sitting at the bottom, and then you get those big storms that really shake things up, and you're like, is that a complete dresser? Like, wow. And on a regular day in the summer...
Honey, there's a living room out on the beach.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's like, is that a vault?
Can I ask you, so you're in touch with the ocean a lot. You're like a fisherman, and you're out there a lot.
Yes.
So we're doing all this stuff, right, to protect, like, we don't do straws, and we don't do this, and now we're probably banning balloons, and God knows what else, right?
Nah, the balloons are still...
But I, you know, every time I'm in a third world country, these people are dumping straight up houses into the water.
Oh, I understand that.
Like, but the ocean doesn't belong to anybody, right?
Right.
So no matter what we do, China's over there putting literally sludge into this thing.
Yeah.
How are we going to regulate it?
I don't know. I mean, this is how I look at it, if you want to know the truth. Yeah. Have you seen any garbage from the 1800s?
No.
Give it 100 years, we'll be good again.
You think the Earth can clean itself?
100%, because the Earth has all the time in the world. People don't understand that,
right? So so what you're saying is that when people think about the Earth in their timeline, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what they're like. We're destroying the environment and we're destroying Earth. Earth looks at the humans and goes, "No, you're not. Have fun, shit wherever the fuck you want, destroy whatever you want. We'll put this whole thing together after you guys are long gone."
Right.
Just, in universe time, a million years like that means nothing. Next thing you know, you're gonna have a nice pristine planet again.
That's what my brother says.
I truly believe that.
My brother says that the human race...
I'm starting to think that we've cycled through this Earth thing a few times.
Wow.
I'm starting
to... Put that shit in your journal.
I'm starting to think that.
Robert, you should journal up, guys.
I have no scientific proof or anything, but I'm like, man, when you start thinking about time...
Right.
And you just let, all right, well, humans blew it, and then next thing you know, just thousands and thousands of years go by, and then what? We pop up again.
Wow.
I'm starting to think some crazy-ass shit.
Yeah, that shaman really heroined you up pretty good.
How about this? They say there's more galaxies than grains of sand on Earth.
Who the fuck said that? Was that Carl Sagan or whatever that is?
Sagan.
Sagan.
Don't correct me, bro. That's the French way of saying it.
Do you think there's life out there?
Huh?
You think there's life out there?
1,000%.
I think there's so much goddamn life out there your mind.
It's all life.
But I think there's... I don't even think you could count that high how many versions of Earth there are out there with people living.
I say that...
And the problem is because it's so incredibly vast, well, we won't know anytime soon.
Yeah,
and,
bro.
And no, and those are the planets maybe we could get to eventually, but then outside that is more planets.
And black
it goes
holes
on forever.
Awesome. And
I think the universe is teeming with life.
I agree.
Real.
I agree with you.
And a lot of versions of what we're going through now, depending on, you know, how that actual planet has what stage of development it's in.
Right.
I believe there's planets out there that are just hanging out with dinosaurs.
You know, dinosaurs, they're totally misrepresented in art. You know, they have feathers.
Yeah,
they're like birds.
Yeah, they're all birds.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I think I knew that.
You definitely did. I didn't.
Well, I
definitely didn't. I don't know a lot of stuff. Like, I'm 43 and things amaze the fuck out of me. But like things I should know. Like, so I'm sitting there with people my age. I'm like, did you see that? They're like, yeah, dude. Yes, we did. That's a tar pit, Carl. You're in La Brea. Relax.
Relax.
I'm like, there's tar.
How was L.A., man? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I loved it, man.
Yeah.
It was fun. I was in up at the ranch.
Guy Fieri.
With Guy Fieri.
Fieri. I don't understand.
I'm trying
to
get in shape, so I would go.
Hold on.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
But it's spelled F-I-E-R-I. Where's the T come from?
Right by where he signs my check, Fieri.
Does he pronounce it Fieri?
Everybody does. The birds do.
Chef Carl's right, Opie. Even we hamsters called him Fieri before you killed us.
So why does
Move
he
on.
Change the R into a T?
Okay, I don't know. He has a jet. He can do whatever he wants.
Fair enough.
So I'm trying to get in shape a little bit before I die this week. And then... So I went hiking with him.
Ooh.
Every day.
How was that?
I was dead last every time.
Did you enjoy it, though?
I kind of like hiking.
I just like being out there.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, out there, it's perfect. Like, we're hiking through the vineyards. I mean, it's just beautiful.
You see any animals?
Yeah, everything.
What did you see?
I saw a couple birds.
Oh, that's we're going to see birds when we leave Westwood 1 on 42nd Street.
That's fucking up.
Have you seen any cool shit?
I saw a mongoose.
No.
Yes.
What does that look like?
They are small. They're small like a squirrel.
Yeah.
I always thought they were bigger.
Yeah,
they're
I would little. Assume.
They're little. And then I saw those black squirrels that make me nuts.
Yeah.
Things amaze me. That wouldn't amaze a five-year-old. Like, your kid wouldn't be amazed at the shit that amazes me. Like, Daddy, what's wrong with your special friend? Why does he blink so much?
Where do you guys hike to? Is there a spot?
On his property.
No, but is there a destination?
Yeah, we go all the way up. All the Gallo vineyards are there, and we go all the way to the top of this mountain where the vineyards are. It's just breathtaking.
Wow.
Just breathtaking.
See, I love all that.
And then, like, every day I watch, like, we take a newbie hiking.
Yeah.
And they try to be all, like, foodie and eat one of the grapes.
Right.
And they're just covered in pesticides and shit. And they literally taste like battery acid. And we quietly watch him. And he's, like, chewing this thing that's been being sprayed for 3 days with pure chemicals. And I just watch this fake food. He's like, wow. It's not ready yet. So I'm like, you have cancer. You fucking dummy.
What you
Like, you could see, like, just him spraying green shit on it. And here comes the foodie.
Right.
You know what I mean? With his little yoga pants. And
yeah.
And he's taking a selfie, picking the grape, and then he puts it in his mouth, and it's just toxic. It's like eating a marble.
I wish I was there to see
their face. And they fight it so much.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, was that a Pinot? I'm like, no, that's antifreeze, you fucking dummy.
So when are you on the Food Network for it's grocery games, I'm assuming, again, right?
I did a show called Guy's Ranch Kitchen.
Oh, you did another show.
A new show, yeah. Guy's Ranch Kitchen. And then now we go back this month and do grocery games.
So when does all this start airing? Soon?
It's starting now, yeah.
So what? Well, give the big plugs.
I have no idea when it is.
You really don't?
I don't.
Oh, all right.
I like to be surprised.
Yeah.
And then we had fun. Damaris and Artie. It was all my friends were up there. Then I decided all week I was going to wear wigs.
I saw that.
And I just wore wigs and made people insane.
I saw it.
Insane.
It's hilarious.
Because there was a whole bunch of people that didn't know me, like on the set.
Yeah.
And then there was people that did know me.
Yeah.
So then, like, someone would come up to the person and they'd be like, "Carl, such nice hair."
Oh, they didn't know?
No, because it's all new, you know, the set guys, like the guys, the gaff guys and the camera guys, there's all new guys.
That wig thing is getting
hard
to tell, man.
No, wigs are good now. I felt good with it on.
Really?
I didn't have hair. I haven't had hair in 20 years.
I didn't know that. I've never seen you without a hat on.
Oh, look at this.
No, I know. I'm just fucking. Well, you're growing hair up top.
I'm growing hair up top.
How the fuck did that happen?
Fucking hiking, bro.
Looks like you were rubbing some of those toxic grapes on your head.
I put a whole vine on my head. Oh my God. Now I have cancer hair.
When you were wearing the wig, I tweeted out that he looked like one of the way outs from the Flintstones.
I know. I thought it was really funny. You know, yeah. There's one or two people. Oh, how old are you?
I don't know. I don't get people.
Hi, Opie. Why is it still going on?
Goes on with everybody, unfortunately. It's really sad. I just didn't know that there were so many miserable people out there. We were way better off before social media.
We were. And you know what bothers me?
There's a lot of angry, miserable people. They're vulnerable. They have a lot of pain, a lot of fear.
I think the only way to fix social media is to make sure everybody knows who everybody is. Like, you know, everybody has to be accountable.
Right.
Because this just random, just walking by and taking a punch to your face kind of sucks. You know what I mean? Like every day.
I got a good quote for you.
Is it from the journal or is it going in the journal?
Huh?
Robert, open up the journal.
Well, I was going to write it in my journal.
Go ahead, let me hear it.
But no, I mean, it's about what we're talking about online and people hating. You know, this goes all the way back to which Roosevelt was it? How many Roosevelts do we have?
13.
Two.
Two? Oh.
Theodore and Franklin.
What's the difference between the two? Which one was paralyzed and no one knew because the media was cool back then?
Franklin.
Franklin?
Yes, FDR.
FDR. Oh, yeah. He had the polio?
Had the polio.
See, I learned a little something. Is it his house out there on Long Island? Or is that Teddy?
No, that's good Teddy, right? Teddy. The Hyde Park of the other wasps.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so this was one of the Roosevelts. Now I got to figure. Oh, this is Teddy. And this goes with what you're saying with online and people hating on everything.
What big Ted and Nooch say?
Ted and Nooch, way back in the day. This is before Twitter and Facebook and everything. So obviously this has always happened, but now it's been turbocharged.
Right. What's up, bro?
I was just thinking if I could turbocharge. I'm making fun of somebody.
Oh.
Someone said we could turbocharge our podcast if we take a certain radio job. You know. We've talked.
Oh, yeah.
Should we do that?
Let's do it.
You think we should do it?
Why not? Let's fucking, if we're going to blow this thing up, let's blow it up at a grand scale.
You think we should take the radio job?
Yeah, I would.
I got stipulations, though. They're already angry.
I know.
Okay. This is what's going
to
happen.
Oh, you want me to work for you? Well, that's funny.
Okay. Well, first of all,
Everyone has to walk backwards in the office.
First of all, I don't work Fridays anymore. Yeah,
that was your first thing,
I'm
right?
I'm like, no problem. We can handle that. Yeah, but
and
I got
Tuesday.
I got a few others in there. I like going to the beach.
I don't think it's happening.
So I'm not going to be in a studio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday rotting. Okay. Well, what else do you need? I want to do the show from the beach while I'm fishing.
How much are you going to make me fucking drive, dude? I'm exhausted. You literally walk here like 3 blocks, and all of a sudden I get a text, where you at, Carlinucci? I'm literally coming from the woods.
No, we have an offer to do a radio, little radio show, but man, I don't know, man. I got a little taste of this retirement thing, and this podcasting is just a joke. This is easy.
I should have stayed at Rolling Food Court.
I don't know, man, but anyway. It is a nice opportunity, but I got stipulations.
Oh yeah, like you don't want to go there.
I got stipulations.
I've seen your stipulations. It makes it impossible.
I know.
Like yeah, me and Carl do it, but you can't use our names. We're not going to be there, right. And it's $30 million each. Okay, a day,
and we're not talking politics, even though I'm good at it.
Right?
What? You heard me.
You heard me. I'm Mr. Stipulations.
We're going to talk about hamburgers.
And the execs are just shaking.
I'm driving them nuts. They're still in, though. I'm trying to shake them.
But you know, but say,
I'm trying to shake them.
Am I coming with you?
Of course. If I
look what you're going to do.
If I do it, it's me and you.
But listen, so say you do this, right?
Yeah.
And then I show up on the first day and everybody's fucking mad at me because they think I'm part of the crazy train. I'm trying to say hi to everybody by the coffee machine. They're like, look at these monsters.
Oh, no, I'm counting on you. You're going to go in every day and you're going to be sitting there by yourself and they're going to be like, where's Ope? Oh, he's on this little screen. He's at the beach.
That's totally what you're going to do, aren't you? You're going to make me sit in the fucking studio in New York City while you're on the beach. And you're like, go to commercial. Something's hot on the line. I got something hot. I'm catching something. Fish on.
And I also said, let me make this perfectly clear. I don't have to do this anymore.
Oh, Jesus, Opie.
I'm trying to shake him.
Well,
it's nice to be wanted, but I'm trying to shake him.
Don't shake him off the tree.
I'm trying to shake him. I don't know. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. He just gave me anxiety. I got a stuffy nose.
Anyway.
Don't you know that monster took everything?
Yeah, Carl needs a little break.
I need a break.
I might have to do it for you.
Do it for me. Do it for
I might do it for you, Carl.
You know what? I want to be on the radio.
I might.
You know why? Because there's a couple scores I got to settle.
Well, that's enticing, that part of it, right?
Yeah.
I would say that's enticing.
Oh.
So Teddy Roosevelt, I don't know the year of this quote, but wow, if this doesn't hold true today with Twitter and Facebook and what have you, it's called The Man in the Arena. Okay, this will be in my notebook, not my journal, but I'm reading it off the internet. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where
boring.
The doer of... No, this is good.
I totally lost interest
this
already.
This is Teddy Roosevelt.
He's dead.
Robert,
try
would
it again.
You like to...
Would boring?
Don't make Joey say this after the podcast is over.
What do you mean?
Don't drag me into your marital disputes.
Go ahead. I'll be open-minded.
Did you hear how good I was reading that too, Robert?
Go ahead, bro.
It was like watching a documentary.
I used to be a stammering mess. I'm not a stammering mess anymore. I don't know what happened.
It all fucking transferred to...
Now I lost my quote.
Thank God.
Oh, now what the fuck?
Had it.
I got a Russian bot or something. All right, hold on. All right, let me read this.
Go ahead.
I think you'll like it.
I didn't like it the first time. Let's try it again.
It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better.
It sounds like it's in like old English.
It's a long time ago. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, like my friend Carl, the Cuban.
You're projecting again.
Whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood. Who strives valiantly. Who errs.
This isn't a quote. This is a fucking novel.
It's almost done. Who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds. Who knows great enthusiasms. The great devotion.
Wow. This
hold on.
Balls.
Who spends himself in a worthy cause. Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Basically saying, if you're not trying to do this type of shit, shut the fuck up. That's what Teddy was saying back in the day. If you're not trying to do this, shut the fuck up.
I understand, but you could have just said that. That's a good quote. I'll put that in my journal. Opie says, if you ain't doing this, shut the fuck up.
You have to.
Better than this guy stammering and talking about shit. I don't understand what
you have to embrace vulnerability. Everyone is scared. Everyone is. But you got to embrace vulnerability. You're going to be vulnerable when you do this shit. You're going to have to listen to critics out there that have no business critiquing you because they never tried to do anything with their lives or their creativity. You know that they say that everyone is creative?
Oh, no way.
Everyone is.
I work in a creative business.
No, everyone is. Everyone has creativity, but they never explore that part of their personalities.
Well, you haven't worked at a restaurant. I've had a
which leads to angst and pain and frustration.
All things I run on.
But they say like everyone has a creative streak in them that they're supposed to explore.
Who says this?
Oprah Winfrey, Super Soul Sunday.
Yeah, everyone's creative. She sits in a $20 billion house with Stedman.
I do believe it was Brene Brown. You need to know.
I'm going to do some. I got quotes.
Give me a quote, because we should wrap up this podcast.
So we'll wrap it up with Carl's quotes. How about that? A new segment.
Carl's quotes?
Carl's quotes.
All right.
Things I've picked up.
Robert, you got to do a quote, too.
Yeah, you got to do one, too. Make sure it's about your vest.
And my quote was good.
That was Theodore's quote.
No, I summarized it.
So I got two quotes. First one is, it's about girls.
Ooh.
So how you get them.
Wait, I know the quote.
Get the journal out.
Down.
Write this down in the journal. Put it in the chapter of Carl where it says, bitches love champagne.
I was going to read that quote from earlier.
Oh.
Bitches love champagne.
That's one of my original
quotes.
That's
one of your quotes.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So my second quote for today for the Carl's quote segment is, how you get them is how you lose them.
How you get them. Oh, wow. Is that the truth?
Isn't that the truth? So if you snatch
a girl.
I thought
you were going to get goofy, but that is no. The truth.
If you snatch a girl, if a girl leaves a guy for you, she's going to leave you for a guy.
Right.
It's just the MO.
Right.
It's just the way that it is. If you got her lying and cheating, she's going to go lying and cheating.
Right.
It's just the way that it is. It's a universal balance. Either it happens in a day.
Yeah.
Or like me, it happens in 7.5 years.
I like that. Robert's scrolling for quotes.
I know, Robert.
Jesus, Robert, one from you. You told one of the sickest stories on this podcast. We're going to get to you again. Do you have another quote?
I do have another quote.
All right, Carl has another quote.
I'd rather eat crumbs with bums than steaks with snakes.
Oh, yeah, that's all know that one.
That's a good one.
That actually is a really good one. Really good.
All right, Robert, jump in. I'm out of gas.
Robert?
Well, see, now, this when we were talking about before the...
Robert, the quote, please.
Another crazy story from your past. We'll
thanks,
take either one.
It's not mine, quote, but this makes sense from what you were talking about before. This is from George Harrison. When the Pope owns 51% of General Motors, the stock exchange is the only thing he's qualified to quote us.
Fucking boo. You like that one? I didn't even understand.
Yeah.
The Pope has...
I don't know. My brain blew up.
It's power. Power. Money is power and everything else. We're just peons in the whole thing. Oh, my
God. What do you think about the Beatles masturbating with each other?
Wait, what? They got my attention. I'm back in, boss.
I've never done that with another guy.
Hell nah.
That.
Supposedly the Beatles were masturbating in front of each other.
They got bored one day and they decided that Paul and John were gonna show
off.
I
can see that.
Yeah.
But what was it about again?
They were in Germany and they were kids and they just literally were bored and that's what they did. And Paul decided to tell Vogue magazine about it now, 60 years later.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
You don't think that he's run out of stuff to talk
about. Yeah, like seriously. Like, stop being famous, bro. It's over. Let other people eat. You let someone eat. Like, you've been in the fucking headlines your whole life. Stop it now.
I used to be one of those trollers on Twitter and all that. I've gotten way better. You know. That's why I understand a lot of people's their games, you know?
Right.
Because I was that guy. And then I realized, oh, fuck, everyone's doing this. I'd never want to be the guy that's doing what everyone's doing.
Sometimes you troll funny.
But sometimes I'll squeeze a troll in, you know? I'll squeeze something.
I see every once in a while you hang out, like, in my area. Like, I see you sniffing around my Twitter. Just looking, picking me off, like, what I'm doing. Something.
After the hearings, I just wrote, oh, Kavanaugh, he's no good. And then I turned my phone off and I fished for 6 hours. And then I turned back on. I'm like, wow, that created a firestorm.
Fucking people get nuts.
They get insane. But Paul McCartney, I couldn't help myself. He did you see the one I trolled him with his picture taken? Because I pride myself on taking a good picture from time to time. And he took a picture of the Manhattan skyline for the Brooklyn side. And I just wrote, you have way too much sky.
Did you really? I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah.
Show it to me.
I got to find it now.
Way too much sky.
He was trying to promote his new album, and I'm in New York and all this, and I was just like, dude, way too much sky.
Too much. No bueno.
Let me see if I can find it really fast. What is Paul McCartney's Twitter?
Paul McCartney.
Is it? Is
Paul McCartney at Beatles.com.
What is it?
It should be. Yeah, it's at Paul McCartney.
All right, how do you spell McCartney? Maybe I fucked that part of it up.
Did you sure you tweeted him? And I was like, yeah, dope from Brooklyn that works at IKEA.
I can't find the tweet now. Robert, can you find it?
I'm looking for it.
Yeah, please. Anyway, I think we did it, Carl.
We got another one, right?
What are we doing next?
What do you want to do?
I think the next podcast is going to be with Stuttering John.
Stuttering John.
Stuttering John will be on the next podcast. So
I met him twice.
Yeah? What'd you think?
I met him twice.
And I was supposed to get Tom Arnold on, but he flaked on us.
Oh, Tom Arnold flaked? No way.
Yeah, he flaked on us.
With his weird tapes.
Yeah, he keeps talking about these tapes and Trump with the N-word.
This world is so polarizing. Look, him just saying that there was tapes
right.
gave him so much traction. It almost gave him another fucking career. Isn't that incredible?
All right, what are we promoting, Carl?
Nothing.
Nothing?
The podcast. Listen to the OP podcast.
They are listening to this.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe on radio soon. I don't know.
Come on, OP. You don't want to do that. I know when you want to do something. You know why I know you don't want to do this?
Why?
Because you called me and said, Carl, I don't want to do this.
And what'd you say?
I know you don't. I'm like, OP, I understand 100% that you don't want to do
it. If they can make it really like convenient, though.
The thing is when so, Robert, when
Robert, you know what's going on, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because now I got to deal with people like, yeah, sure you have an opportunity. I do.
Opie called me not to give me an update. Opie called to hear himself think, right? So he calls me up. He's like, yo, listen, I think we got a radio gig, but I don't want to do it. I'm like, yeah, I don't think you want to do it either. So that would be like an end of the conversation. He's like, yeah, but you see. And I'm like, yeah, just don't do it. Yeah, but see, Carl. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's working through this thing right now.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a big commitment.
No, because this podcast is so much fun, and it reminded me why I started doing this all those years ago.
But you know, just do this on the radio.
I kind of was off track for a while there, as many people know, and this is just a lot of fun, no pressure. We do it whenever the fuck we want. The numbers are really good.
Everything's good.
Advertisers are coming on board. And then I'm like, wow, to go back to, you know, doing it on a regular basis and stressing and all that. I would rather just add a third podcast. You know what I mean? Do three of these a week. No?
Yeah.
Oh, look at him. He's crying.
No, I'm just fucking, I was just thinking about something.
Get Carl a tissue.
I honestly was
get him a tissue. He's like,
yeah. No, I like doing this podcast. It's cool here.
Right.
I like it. We talk about whatever we want.
And they're building a lounge for us.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, really Japanese size, but it's nice.
Yeah, it'll work. Robert, any stories from your past, or are we?
Yeah, Robert.
Should we just wrap this up?
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up for today.
When did you get your first vest?
I actually know the answer to that. Eighth grade, it was Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, he used to wear vests. That's right.
Wait, you wear that? Vests are your thing?
I literally just threw it on today, but I went through a vest phase. Maybe I'll bring it back.
Don't do it. You're going to be up by yourself.
But see, now women, I've been out with women that like the vest.
What do they say? Like, oh my God, you like chubby Doc Holliday.
Now I have to go hiking.
Don't go with me, boy. My friend goes, Carl, you're not hiking. You're literally meandering through the fucking woods.
Were you huffing and puffing?
Oh my God.
Really?
I got in trouble twice because I was smoking a cigarette on the hike.
You're not supposed to smoke on the hikes?
Like, come on, bro. Once.
I thought you were cutting down.
I am.
Good for you, Carl.
I am. I lost 30 pounds.
Was I supposed to be impressed by that?
I feel like you're still fat. That's nothing. Might as well just cut your toe off, you fat. That was perfect. You literally, the minute I said it, you stared directly at my stomach. That's the real Opie right there. God, that stung. No, without saying a fucking word, you stared right at my fucking fupa.
Fucking
Robert, give me the fucking vest I'm putting on.
Yeah, I wanted to wear a vest today because I had to come in and wear in these ancient studios, so I figured I'd make it feel like I was one of those old 50s engineers.
There you
go. I like it. Well, you did a really good job. I don't know what engineering is, but you touched about 80% more buttons than my boom and I so five makes happen.
All right, Joey.
I miss you, Mike. Where's Mike?
Mike.
Cool.
All right, wrap it up. He had a work today.
Do cop shit?
But when we do the Stuttering John podcast, you'll see him.
All right. Let me tell you what's
going to
happen.
That'll be the next podcast, I think. Stuttering John.
So let me tell you what's going to happen to Stuttering. Mike Sappho's not going to be able to control himself. He's going to be jumping into that conversation every 30 seconds.
Really?
Mark my words.
Really? Why?
Because his super fan trigger goes off, and then he's like, starting to remember 1988. Watch. You'll see.
You'll see.
You'll fucking see. I'm going to sit here. Literally, I'll just be here the whole fucking day just watching his Sappho just self-destruct.
I can disable this whole channel. So
no, I like it because it's the way he sounds is so nuts.
It is crazy.
Like Stuttering John's going to meet our Stuttering John.
Yeah. All right. Let's get out of here. I want to thank everybody for listening to this podcast. The numbers are great. The feedback's great.
Good.
We're building a nice little community of people that are digging this podcast.
Not bad.
And ignoring more and more of the past, which I like as we try to push forward. You know, we'll slap as we go, but we're just trying to push forward here. Right. And I appreciate the people that are doing just that. So thank you so much, for real.
Make sure you give Opie Radio a review on Apple, because that helps those numbers. It helps bring them up to the top. And we're trying to get it a new and noteworthy on Apple, so more people can discover it.
And they could do that skill thing, right?
Yeah, you can on your Amazon device, you could say, Alexa, play Opie Radio.
That's beautiful.
Alexa's owned by the CIA.
I think so.
That's just Facebook, that breach?
No.
Holy
shit. No. Which one?
So there was just a thing.
Yeah.
So someone breached your Facebook information, 50 million in one shot.
Wow.
That's not the story. The story is immediately Facebook created an algorithm so that the fucking stories wouldn't come out.
Wow.
Hold it up, Robert.
No, I believe you.
That's what's going on in this world right now.
Yeah, because that
4 or 5 people are controlling the news. There's no difference between now than we used to be the Rockefellers and these people are too fucking rich and too fucking powerful. And the government, while they were too busy giving each other hand jobs, they have no legislation. These guys are like the Wild West. There's no difference between Facebook and Standard Oil back in the day.
Jeez.
I don't know who the comedian was, but there was a bit where he said, every time a president, they get inaugurated and they make their pledge or whatever, and then they get ushered into a room and there's like 5 guys in suits, and they show that new president the Zapruder film from an alternative angle.
Bill Hicks.
It is Bill Hicks. Okay. It's a Bill Hicks, right? Yeah.
Who's Zapruder?
Yeah, the film where Kennedy got shot.
They shot him 9 times. Did you watch that video?
Yeah.
But right, so Hicks says they show him an alternate take of that film, and then said, "Okay."
Basically, the first thing they do when there's a new president, they show different angles from that day in Dealey Plaza.
This is not.
And then go, any questions? No, it's just basically saying that
you're going to do what we say.
Yeah, yeah. There's another entity controlling this country and not the president. It's a great bit by Bill Hicks, is what it is.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like
a thing. It's not real.
I was ready. Yeah.
No.
But everybody knows that the government killed him.
Well, you're Cuban. You probably know a little more than
me. No sabe nothing.
Well, son, he doesn't speak English anymore.
¿Cómo está, señor Opie?
No inglés.
No inglés.
No inglés.
We're here to clean la casa.
No inglés.
I'll get on my ride around the lawnmower and get out of here.
Right.
No, dude. They killed the shit out of that dude.
All right, you know what? Joey's going to take it away, but I just want to say, I believe the bitches.
Good.
I believe the bitches.
I believe that everybody in that room is up to something.
Your take?
That's my take.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
I heard her talk. It sounded like she went through something real bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think...
And Kavanaugh loves beer.
God, he loves beer with Squee.
Him and Squee bagging out of beer.
Don't insult our intelligence with that devil's triangle horse shit.
What was that all about?
He was trying to say it's a quarters game. It's not. It's a sex act. Jesus. Can we all at least agree on that?
What's devil's triangle?
It's a threesome, right? Yeah. With two guys and a girl, I think, is called the Devil's Triangle.
And he was doing it?
No, I think he was a nerd trying to be cooler than he really was, if you want to know the truth.
I think he's still doing it.
Right. And I think he had a tough time getting girls. Thus then. Only my opinion, sir. I don't think he was, knocking back girls left and right. I think he was a nerd, and then he punched up his yearbook. A lot of people do that. You punch it up a little bit. Like, look at how cool I am. I'm doing stuff with Squee and the Devil's Triangle, and I was boofing and all this horse shit. That's what I really believe. I think he had a big problem getting girls his entire life.
Well, he was the runt of the football team. Everybody was.
Huh?
Everybody, like, all those nerds have a big problem getting.
Well, yeah, yeah. So, but
you see Jeff Bezos now, the way he dresses and shit, compared to when he first started?
No.
please, if you want to see a nerd,
really
try to polish a turd. Look at Jeff Bezos, 1988 or whatever, when he started, whatever.
Right.
And then look at him today. Fucking crazy.
Amazon. Taking over the world.
Yeah, man. Nobody can stop it. Nobody knows how to fucking stop it.
No, it's too late now, man.
And that's why I believe that that's the future, is they're just going to shut you off.
Is it true, like, buildings are setting up, like, an Amazon section in the building?
I saw them in L.A., Amazon hubs.
You saw this?
Yeah.
I heard about it. So I don't have it in my building yet.
Right.
But, you know, I live in a building here in New York. And, right. To be honest with you, I hate it because it's like, imagine just walking into a hotel every day. Right. Everyone has to say hi to you and wants to know your business. And you're like, look, man. Yeah, well, you want me, you know, hanging outside your house and asking you questions as you go into your house every day? You know what I mean?
It's weird.
I don't like it. But the point is, everyone's job in our building at this point has become just delivering packages. They all fucking hate it.
Like, yeah, because
doorman and security people and cleaning people, now their whole jobs is just to deliver packages all day long because of this Amazon phenomenon.
Has it overrun the lobby? Like, is a lobby full of packages?
Of course.
Oh, that's awful.
So, but you've seen the hubs. So yeah. Supposedly what's happening with these hubs is, you know, Amazon puts all the packages in this hub, and then you use your phone or a code
to unlock
something.
It. Yeah.
And then you get your own packages now because they just don't have time to keep delivering them in these buildings.
That's crazy, man.
And you saw this in L.A.?
Yeah, it's like a little hub. Like, it was.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But I didn't know what it was until you said it now. You know when you see something? You're
right.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Right.
They're lockers. And so they have them in some of the parking garages here in Manhattan have. So instead of, you know, if you don't want Amazon coming to your building or you don't have a building that has a doorman and security and cleaning, you go to these parking garages and you get your package out of that little locker and then you take it with
you. Wait, so Amazon has made deals with the parking garages now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazon does not fuck around.
That's crazy.
That's a very forward-thinking company. That was very risky. I mean, and just to think that their original model was so flawed, right? So it was books.
That's right. You forget.
And that's what I love about Amazon,
I truly forgot about that until this very second.
Like, it's so crazy. Like, how that company literally is fluid.
Right.
And that's the future of business.
Yeah.
You know, that's so, and then people that can't do that don't exist anymore.
I was the idiot that went, drones delivering packages.
whatever.
They're
a media company now too, right? They make television programs. They have Emmy-nominated television and movies. Yeah.
But the drones delivering packages, I completely believe it now. Completely.
You know what my friend said? My friend said, Amazon is turning into, and he goes, if you watch it closely, and most people won't realize it, but Amazon's going from a company that wants to do new business to a company that wants to end old business. So it's getting into things. It's got so much money. He was explaining to me that it's getting into businesses just to kill them.
Right.
Just to fucking kill them.
Right.
Yeah, they bought Whole Foods.
Yeah, to kill them. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what Amazon's slowly doing, and fucking they're just consuming everything little by little, and they're quietly getting rid of all the old guard.
Right.
Music, all these old... Clive Davis and Sony, they're all fucking on the chopping block.
See, now you're going to get me started. I'm a huge mom and pop guy.
Oh, well, that's
and over. Being in the restaurant business, you have to be a huge mom and pop guy.
Of course I am. But food is still, it's going to be
And yeah,
safe.
The convenience of a Home Depot and all that. But growing up, I remember being with my dad. We, you know, we redid our house. And just going to the local lumber yard and the local hardware store, there was something about that. And all that's going away. It drives me insane.
A lot more people could get by with a regular job. You know what I mean? Like back then. But now you got to work in a big box store. And that's why I tell people, in the future, they're just going to shut you off, bro. If they don't like you or whatever, you don't even have to go to jail. They just make you.
Right.
You become a nothing.
Right. All right. Joey.
Take it away, Joey.
There you go.
Robert, thanks for filling in for Sappho, finding shit online that Greg and Carl couldn't remember, and serving them bad coffee. Want a job? By the way, big best guy here as well. Don't let these two belittle your fashion choices. One sports the same footwear you'd find on the ladies at an Asian rub and tug, black socks and slippers, and the other's keeping the hemp industry alive with his pants alone. So there you have it. Deepak Chopra sheds some light on the universe, politics, and gives us a hint on what we should get him for Christmas. A journal with a lock and key. I'm on Amazon right now, eyeing this My Little Pony diary. Robert also did my job by telling you to write a review at Apple Podcasts. And please visit opiradio.com for merch. And before we shut this one down, a few Twitter handles to say thank you.
Opie Radio Followbacks. So let's look out into our magic window and give a great big Opie Radio Followback to the following. At Acoustic by Jay. At Peter P23. At Joey Needham, N-E-E-D-H-A-M. At Frank Skintex. At our friends at Sports Meets Beer Podcast, at Sports Meets Beer. At Sabre Chef, S-A-B-R-E Chef. At Bobby Hardcastle. At Billy W-O-697. At Right Man, W-R-Y-G-H-T Man. At John B-2733. At Brian Bolte. At Choke on Ritalin. At Mike underscore J underscore Smiths. At JTSFTW. At Jason O'Hagan 8. At XSPER 1. At our friend Gloria Shabbat. At Goog on the Road. And our pal Rich Butters at Creamy Butters. Last one at Hot Tub Bob 0927. Follow them on Twitter because, like you, they get what we're doing here. Until next episode, thanks for spending your time with Opie Radio.
This is a circus.
The Westwood One Podcast Network. Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon.
This week on Westwood One's Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon, all new interviews with Kisses, Paul Stanley, also Ozzy Osbourne's Jake E. Lee, and accepts Wolf Hoffman. Seriously, folks, Kisses, Paul Stanley. Do I need to say more? I don't think so. Go listen.
Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon. Download and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the Westwood One Podcast app. Free from the Westwood One Podcast Network.